Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Why You Worried About It. We are on a podcast journey towards a better you. I'm Lindsay Bush. I'm HR Director with Country Crossroads Counseling.
And hey, everybody. I'm Susie Arbo, and I'm a licensed professional counselor. And we are always just working to better our lives. And we had this dream of doing a podcast, you know, for years now, and we kind of made it happen. And we love hearing kind of the feedback that we're getting. We love hearing how it's helping people. And if you ever have any ideas for us, because I know you're on this journey with us as well to learn and grow and be our best versions of ourselves, which is super fun.
Yes. We're super excited today. Susie has a great topic today. I'm excited. She's going to guide us through it. And so I'm going to be learning along with the rest of you, but I'm super excited to talk about emotional intelligence. And it sounds scary. Susie sent it over to me. It's like, what do you think about it? I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know if I know enough to talk about it, but I think we all do. I think we all know more about it than we think.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the reasons it was kind of on my heart to talk about this today is because I have gotten a lot of companies that have reached out to me to come and speak to their employees and to present to their leadership and just make their companies better. And so emotional intelligence is a really hot topic in the business world right now. If you work somewhere, either in corporate America or even a school or a healthcare facility, you're going to probably see this coming down the pike if you haven't already. And it's like Lindsay said, it sounds kind of scary and it sounds like, oh my gosh, you know, like we hear all the time artificial intelligence, right? AI and ChatGPT and all that kind of stuff. And so people are thinking, well, what in the world is emotional intelligence? And it really isn't, it isn't anything crazy. It's stuff that we all know already. We learned these things, you know, years ago, hopefully we did. But not all the time. I feel like we use it in the right way. And so I'm just going to kind of break it down a little bit. I'm going to tell you, first of all, what there's five components actually to it. And then we're just going to kind of like go through each one and just kind of use a couple of examples of how maybe it could help you with your family, with your relationships, with your job, with your partner, just live a better life, a healthier life. So, okay. So I'm just going to name the five topics. First of all, it's self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. So those are the five components. And so the first one being self-aware, just recognizing, you know, how you're feeling and understanding kind of your own emotions and just how you're doing. And I think that that's a really kind of a huge thing, because we always say in therapy, one of the first steps in improving or getting better actually is awareness. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of is interesting for you to kind of sit back and take a breath and kind of say, okay, how am I, you know, reacting to this situation, or how am I feeling mm-hmm. about this situation?
Yeah. And how do you want to come across too, right? Like, that's what I kind of think about. And obviously when I think about that, like when you're trying to regulate your emotions, obviously I tend to think about my worst emotions, those terrible ones that come out in those moments that I'm not my best self. And then I don't know how many times, Susie, I've messaged her or something. And if somebody's upset me, I'm like, they don't understand. My mom's about to come out, because my mom's got, you know, she's got a big, big emotion when it comes like that. And I don't necessarily want to react like that. So I'm like, okay, be aware of how I feel or whatever, and how I'm going to kind of come back from that. Because I think being aware of what you want to come across to people is important. Like knowing, like, if that's not who you want to be, then you have to keep yourself in check, or you have to, you know, like have that moment. And we've done some trainings where they teach you to name those kind of emotions too. And like, tell Karen to go back to the closet, because Karen's about to come out, and you need to be aware of those people and those little people in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That name it to tame it.
Name it to tame it.
Exercise. That's what it is. I love it. And have you ever done this, Lindsay, where let's say you have a conversation with somebody and maybe you're really frustrated, and you know, maybe they say something that hurts, or they have a behavior, you know, that is happening, you know, that just is really hard. And then at first, you know, you have strong emotions, you're frustrated, and then like a couple hours goes by, or you get to process a little more, a couple days, and then all of a sudden you're very aware that your feelings aren't as strong as they were in that moment.
Yeah.
And so, and just recognizing like, okay, that was a growing moment, you know, that was painful, that was hard. However, you know, now I can kind of, navigate through that, and I'm better today than I was yesterday with this situation.
And that
So.
ties into, I think, a lot of the stuff when we talk about the 24-hour rule or a lot of those things. When you feel those heightened emotions and like you feel yourself, you don't have to figure it all out unless it's an emergency type situation. Give yourself a break. Give it grace and take a minute, and I bet you'll come back and have a different approach for sure.
Absolutely. So that's number one, being self-aware. And I feel like if our world was more self-aware, I'd be a better
Oh
place.
man.
That's for sure.
It'd be wild, wouldn't it?
For sure. And the next one kind of goes right along with being self-aware because it's self-regulation. And so that is, we've got all these emotions. I always say we've got these roller coasters of emotions. God gave us all of them. And learning how to regulate yourself when you are feeling, I keep going to frustrated, but or stressed or whatever the kind of those intense things are, and can just be huge. And whenever I teach this component, I always use the feeling scale. And you remember the feeling scales,
Oh
don't
yeah,
you?
I love that one. Yeah.
So it's like if you can imagine, you've got this scale, and you can use it with any feelings, and it's 1 to 10, and 10 just being that, you're very emotional, whatever feeling that is, just like you're yelling or you're crying or you're laughing or whatever. Anytime you're at a 5 or above on that scale, you're actually using the emotional part of your brain to respond. So that's why we see some of the out of character things we might do, because our emotions have completely taken over and all logic has gone out the window. And so, actually, if you're at a 5 or below on that scale, so you're feeling kind of calm, like 1 means that you're very, very chill and calm and content, you're actually using the logical part of your brain. And so that's why, a day goes by and you've calmed down. Like, you know what I mean? That's because you're able to be more logical and rational about the situation. And I think that's just huge.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people live at an 8 all the time. That's their normal. Like, I think people get so used to chaos in their brain and their mind and their frustration and their anger. And they just, that's where they live, is at an 8. And then one small thing will just send them over the edge. So it's like, maybe if people are aware that that's where they live, let's try to like bring it down. Maybe daily you need to do something or whatever it is that'll bring you back down to below more of a reasonable, and then you're not going to pop off all the time, or you're not going to have those big emotions or reactions to those things if you can learn to live down in the logical world.
That's right. There's a little saying that says, when emotions are high, logic is low. And I love that. I use that all the time, and it's so true. So that's number two, self-regulation. And I tell people too to have like 3 coping skills in your pocket, not literally in your pocket, but just, you have them, and standby, that if you feel your emotions running high, that you can take those deep breaths if that's what you want to use, or you need to walk away and you need to tell your person, hey, you know what? I'm feeling emotional. I need a couple of minutes. Whatever that is for you, have those ready to go. And not everything that works for everybody, is the same thing. So, Lindsay, you might have totally different ones than I do, and that's okay. Number 3 is motivation. So a third component is huge. It's one of my favorite words. I love motivation. I love the 3 words, momentum builds momentum. I love saying that because I just feel like sometimes just getting things started and using kind of that drive to keep going. Like I always say, if you want to go for a walk and you want to start being a walker or get in shape or whatever, just even say for 5 minutes, I'm going to walk. You're going to walk longer, right? Because it feels so good. The endorphins are running and all of that. What do you have to say about motivation?
Well, I kind of go to, I know we've talked about before, like anxiety not being scary. I find anxiety, and sometimes when you get so worked up about things too, it can be motivating. Like you get excited to want to do things or be motivated to get things done. And sometimes that anxious feeling of something, it means you're passionate about it or you're excited about it, and it's weighing on you. And I know that like I kind of live an anxiety filled life, but I know it's my own, like, I don't look at anxiety as necessarily a bad word. Like, it keeps me going. I love it. I love having a full plate. I love, all the things I do. So looking at it as a positive is like, I think I had somebody stop me at dollar store the other day, and she's like, "Lindsay, I don't know how you do it all." 'Cause we were talking about a trip or something that I was going to plan. And she's like, "How do you do everything?" And I was like, "I don't know how I wouldn't do all the things. Like, I love doing things." And that's not everybody, it's not like some people don't like a full plate and all those things, but I think it's important to think, if you do have goals and dreams of what you want to do, just take those baby steps, small steps, keep moving. And like you said, once you start, it feels so good. I'm one of those that I'll go back and write things that I've already done on my to-do list just so I can mark them off because it feels good. And then I want to keep going. So like that motivation to like that endorphin that you get from completing those things, I think is really, it's a fun feeling. I don't know. I really like it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a very positive thing. And I feel like when you even set some goals for yourself, you know, whether it's for yourself at work or some home things or your health or whatever, and anytime you make that progress, it builds and it feels good. And so yeah, being passionate kind of about that end result. And I love the exercise, you know, in therapy, I use it all the time, called the Your Future Self. And basically what that is like envisioning your future self. Like, what do you want to be like a year from now? You know, where do you want to be? Like, what do you want your life to look like? And then using that as momentum, right, to achieve
Build
you
that
know, your
path.
dreams and your goals. So okay, number four is something that I love. Empathy is the word, is what number four is. And so it's just understanding and sharing emotions with others. Right. And I feel like that understanding piece is so huge. Like, you might not have gone through exactly what that person has gone through. Like, maybe they're losing a loved one right now, or maybe they're, you know, or something has happened in their life that, you know, things have changed. You might not have went through that same thing, but if you can just even understand the feeling, like, you felt hurt before, you felt lost before. And so just kind of going there in your own heart, can really just kind of help soften, you know, and really understand that other person.
Yeah, I think it's huge. And especially in the world we live in today, like we see everything on Facebook or people post things and like you're so quick to judge or you're so quick to jump on a bandwagon. And I always try, like obviously, you know, small town stuff where I'm from, you kind of hear everybody's business and all this stuff, and it is what it is, but at the same time, I always try and trying to teach my kids too, like just give grace. Like you don't know what's going on at their house, or if they come home telling me about a teacher that's in a bad mood. I'm like, well, Addie, you know, let's think about maybe what's going on in school, or how was your whole class, or like try to look at everything from a different lens instead of just being angry at the situation. Like try to look at it through their lens, for once. And that I think that makes a big difference whenever you're trying to decide how you want to react to certain situations, because it's really easy to jump on a bandwagon. You know, you see somebody that their side of a story and it sounds terrible. And I mean, and I say that about big things too, politics, government, all the things. I'm always like, okay, there's people out there that know a lot more than I do, so there's got to be more to it, you know, instead of just jumping on and riding a wave, like just trying to be more logical about it, even, and giving grace, truly, like the empathy is, it's important.
Right. So kind of a challenge, you know, for our listeners today. If next time you, like, maybe you have a kid or a friend or a spouse or something that's feeling down, and you can just kind of tell it, and they kind of start telling you kind of what's happening, rather than like jump in and tell them don't feel that way or try to give advice or whatever, just listen. Just actively listen to them, and then do what we call validate their feelings. So what I hear you saying is you feel really bad. You feel really sad. You feel, you know, and just even sometimes just being there and listening and validating can be all that somebody needs. And you can just feel them, like a, like somebody gets it, you know, somebody understands. And so that's just a huge piece. And I think too many times, you know, like even like our workplaces, you know, not our workplace, because our workplace is awesome, but
We're amazing.
some sometimes in corporate America, you know, they tell you leave your problems at the door. You know what I mean? Like, put your game face on, you're at work, you know, we don't want to hear if you've got anxiety. We want to hear if you're sad or grieving today. Like, leave your problems at the door. And we're living in a world really where we can't do that anymore. We've
That's
got to
the,
look
it's
at the
just not
whole
realistic.
person. So, you know, even just challenging yourself to bring, you know, bring more empathy into your relationships and whatnot can be so huge. So we
And
all
I
have
love that you said
feelings,
that.
even the big tough people.
I love that you said too about challenging yourself to just listen. And I think that's hard for the fixers out there, the people who want to fix everything, right? Like it's hard for somebody that you care about and you love to come to you and tell you something, and you just want to tell them, like, well, this is what you do, or what can I do? Sometimes that's not what people want or need, you know? And you can ask them, can I help? You know, like, and I would challenge those fixers out there. And I know I'm one of them. I don't like it when my loved ones are feeling a certain type of way. And that's a, you know, something I'm going to take home too, is just next time, maybe ask them, can I do anything or do you need me to do anything? And I, there a lot of times probably not. It's just being there and listening. So I think that's really important.
And if you want to really get somewhere with your teenagers too, that's one thing that they want to be heard. They don't want your advice in those moments, you know. There's a time and place for that too, but sometimes when they're hurting, they just want to be listened to. So, okay, last one, last but not least, is social skills. And what that is in an emotional intelligence is it's building relationships, it's communicating, it's how you handle conflict resolution, you know, like when you do have conflict, because you will with every human, you know, when you have two people with two different minds and two different ideas and how they were raised, you're going to have times when things just, you know, always don't go so smooth. So those are kind of I feel like number five is the one that I usually spend the most when I'm presenting the most time on, because there's just so much to it. Like I break down basic communication skills, you know, the good old fashioned ones we learned years ago, but a lot of times when we get busy and we're, you know, hustle and bustle, we don't always use them.
Well, and I think too, with this one, it's such a beast. Like all of them are so important. Like every single one you've talked about, like it's really important to know your regulation and your feelings and your motivation and all of those things are so important. But when I think about this one, I worry and I think that like people, it's hard to like explain. I don't know what I don't know what I was gonna say there, but I feel like it's gonna come out wrong. So I don't know. I just think people get so many feelings and so many things at once that they have a hard time being in that moment, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. I also kind of feel like when we're talking about even, you know, working on your relationships and building rapport with people and how you handle those tense times, those stressful times, those conflict times, a lot of things are really able to be worked out between people. It doesn't mean that you just have to up and leave the company or leave, you know, do something crazy. Like it really, it doesn't. You can have a conversation, and by having that conversation, you can learn how somebody else is thinking and how somebody else is feeling. And, you know, you can again empathize with them, and then you can do what we call being solution focused. Figure out some solutions. What can I do on my end to make this better? What can you do on your end? And so just to really work things through, rather than just kind of jump to like worst case scenario, or then just writing that person off as like a, you know, a terrible person when you have a disagreement, because it doesn't have to be that way.
And 9 times out of 10, you're going to come out learning from it. I know we say that in all of our challenges and some of those things that are with people, like we learn from it and it you grow. And that's I think that's kind of what I was trying to get at a minute ago that I couldn't think of. There's so much, it's always changing. Like this portion is always changing. You can always learn better social skills just because like basic things change. Now we all text. We're not calling people or emails, you know, like the social skills around all of those kind of things too. Like you can constantly learn how to not overreact to an email that you think is a certain tone or like just different things. And like I think it's important. And I know Susie, you've always been great, even with our company, telling people if it strikes you some type of way, pick up the phone, have a conversation. Like, and I think social skills have gotten so much worse because people are they don't want to do that anymore. They want to, you know, try to just, it's easier to write somebody off or not have to face that, you know, human interaction of uncomfortability. And so I think it's important to just challenge yourself too. If you feel yourself being a little certain way about something, just ask, just use your words.
Yeah, for sure. It can really build relationships, and you know, we always talk about gifts. Gifts are actually wonderful learning opportunities. There are things that might be challenges or obstacles or conflicts. You know, there's a lot of things that you can call a gift, but we try to take a positive spin on it, and that is it is the learning opportunity to grow. And a lot of times too, when people do have conflict, when they come out of it, their relationship stronger than they've ever been. And I've had so many couples before in my couples therapy, that they would say, you know, they would talk about, you know, they'd have a conflict or they have this terrible thing happen in their marriage. And then when they would work through it, they would feel so good. And they're like, I can't believe it, but I'm so glad that awful thing happened, you know? So
Yep, it's a
it's kind
turning
of
point.
crazy. Okay, so just kind of in review to kind of wrap up, today we're talking about emotional intelligence and how important it is in your personal life and your professional life, whatever that looks like for you. But number one, self-awareness. Number two, self-regulation. Number three, motivation. Number four, empathy. And number five, social skills. So, taking all those to account can really increase your life and make you feel so much better. So,
Yeah, thanks for sharing it, Susie. It was a really good one today. We love everybody listening in. We love feedback. Please keep letting us know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear. We are on this journey with you, so please let us know because we are always looking for good topics to talk about. If you want to join us, we love having guests on the show, so please reach out. If you have something on your heart you want to talk about, we would love to have you. You can always find us on our Facebook, Country Crossroads Counseling. We do tons of events and fun things. And then our website, as well as countrycrossroadscounseling.com. Find us and check us out. Thanks for
Thanks
listening.
for listening.